Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports, as we've got Bob Nybert of the Fox Warriors football team, a Dream Team member, first-time Dream Team member, senior for the Fox football team that went 9-2 this year. And Bob, I know it didn't end the way you guys wanted it to, but the thing about this year and what was incredible about it is you were one of three guys that rushed for 1,000 yards plus on the year. Gavin McGinnis, Cole Elwood, also Dream Teamers, were part of that company there. Take us through the season for Bob Nybert and this Fox Warriors football team. What was it like to be involved in all these great achievements that you guys were able to get throughout the year?
Well, this senior class was very close. We were a very close group, and we were always together, so we all knew each other, knew our strengths or our weaknesses. We were a tight team. We thought we'd be pretty good, and we did surprise a few people, I will say that. It was probably one of the better years in the past 10 or 15 years we've had. But we were close, and our offensive line was a big reason for me, Gavin, and Cole's rushing. Our offensive line was, I will still say, was probably one of the best in the state, and it was fun running behind them.
A couple of things that you guys got a chance to do this year to accomplish is something that hasn't happened in a while or has never happened. And the thing that hadn't happened since 1966 was you guys getting off to a 6-0 start. And then something that's never happened in Fox football history, you had three 1,000-plus yard rushers. Kind of give us your thoughts on being able to experience that this year.
I thought it was pretty cool starting off 6-0, and then we just had a wacky day at Hazelwood, and we didn't pull through, but it was still fun going 6-0. And then the whole 3,000-yard rushers, us three, we made plays at times, but it's pretty easy to rush for 1,000 yards when your offensive line just moves bodies like ours did.
Yeah, no, I can imagine so. And, Dream Team is not easy to get on. You have to play your heart out. You have to put up the stats. You have to impress the coaches with not just your abilities on the field, but your character as well, and just sort of the personality that you guys put out there on the field. And so five of you guys got recognized for just that. As a member of the Dream Team, as a first-time member of the Dream Team, what are your thoughts about being on that?
I think it's pretty cool, especially because all the players and other teams that could be on the Dream Team, I think it's pretty cool to be one of the 22 players that get to be on it.
And, you add a Dream Team award to your three-time All-Suburban West first-team running back selections. And then also I've noticed that you're cum laude. So you do it on the football field and in the classroom as well. You are a senior, so you're graduating. Just take us through some of the academic achievements or the other awards that you've received that you're pretty proud of.
I'm proud of the all-time leading rushing one. That's one that I actually like a lot, and I'm happy I got. And it's pretty cool to be able to just say that. And then school, I was lazy the first few years, freshman year, so I should have done better, but we're doing pretty good for school right now.
All right, very well.
Not being lazy in the classes.
Yeah, no, certainly. Yeah, you got to put that aside, and obviously you've done a good job. And you're satisfied, I assume, with, where you've gotten to at this stage academically. I'd be remiss, Bob, if I didn't ask you your favorite moment all 4 years as a Fox Warrior football player.
Everybody thinks I would say when I got the run that got for the all-time leading rushing, but it isn't. My favorite memory is freshman year. We were playing against Lindbergh in a blowout, and I possibly did every single thing wrong on the play. Wasn't supposed to blitz. I thought I was supposed to blitz. I did the wrong blitz, but I blitzed, and then I got the running back ran a little swing, and I jumped up, picked it, and I scored a touchdown. I got a pick six in freshman year on varsity.
That is very cool, especially since you said that you were doing everything wrong up to that point.
I did everything wrong, but I made up for it because I scored, or I got a pick six.
Well, there you go. I know Coach Tinker has meant a lot to the Fox football program, and obviously you have as well, and the other four guys on your team this year that made it on Dream Team, and even, as you have said, those that did not. But just your final thoughts, Bob, on Coach Tinker, what he's meant to you, other coaches, that sort of thing.
I've known Coach Tinker since I was in third grade. My dad used to work to him, so I've been close with him my entire life. He's probably one of my dad's best friends. And yeah, he's a good coach. He can get mad. You can piss, you know, or he'll make him mad, and he'll get mad at you, but he'll always love you in the end. He always wants the best for the players and everybody. He's always wanting the best for everybody.